Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hey, Kevin, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE. We have you scheduled for an in-person this afternoon, but we got through our docket and we were pulling up your stuff and we were hoping that we might be able to talk to you and see if we could resolve it on the phone. If not, I mean, we'll see you at 3:45, but we would, or 3:30, but we would like to take it up earlier if you're available. I'll try back here in a few minutes. Thanks. And I've already tried to call Show Me Vacation Rental before.
And the Sequoia and Sunset can't be here.
Since the last three, it's my understanding that the assessor has appraisers that you need to bring in to talk to us. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was going to tell you on the one we're waiting on for the land value. The property all around him, there's some at 10 cents, some at 2 cents an acre, but that would be farm value. This person said he didn't have any, but he's related to the... It's all their land. That's why he's not landlocked.
It's who? He's related to who?
Persons.
The people that own the property around?
Yeah.
It's just vacant land, right? Okay, but it is...
Just vacant land.
All right, and, but...
Just because he's related, it's not being changed. It's
not being changed from agricultural.
No.
It's just a different classification within agricultural. The factors are going on.
It's residential because it's under 10 acres, but it was residential before. We just changed
it was always
the value
residential.
Of how much it is per acre because nothing in this area was consistent in any possible way.
Okay, and so in an effort not to discriminate, you've gone across and
we have
evened out the values.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Find out. This is my appraiser, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
For the shopping malls, what time do we need to be here for that? Because they're not going to be here for a while.
It says 4 o'clock.
Is that the Sequoia?
Yeah.
Or Sequoia.
This morning, there was a couple changes that need to be made. Okay. So I had to go out and verify the dimensions on one building.
Okay.
And
sounds like we're coming back.
Another. So on two of them, it's going to bring it down. So any, it is. The third one, which is the Gage Avenue.
So is he still wanting to come in and meet, or are you working something out?
Well, on the two of them, I think we've worked something out. The third one, which is the Gage Avenue, I think that's going to be something that's going to be great.
That's the Sunset Holdings?
Yes. We debated that one, I think, in 23 as well.
All right, let me try to call Mr. BOE 28 and 29 again, just for grins.
Gage Drive, is that the one over by Harder House?
Yes. Yeah. The other two, like one, the drawing was off. He caught the dimension of the wrong. So, and then the other one was in at 100, and I just did straight line depreciation on it.
Okay.
But I don't have those numbered. I just got that.
It appears that Mr. Nickel does not want to talk to us right now. Okay, and then show me back. Oops. Try to show me vacation rentals one more time.
So when you put those changes in, you can do that in 26 to get a value for them for today?
Yes. Do I do that right now, or do you want me to stay here?
I don't think they're going to get hold of them at the minute. Let's wait and see.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know we have you scheduled for later this afternoon, but would it be possible to try to take you up now?
I'm in the hospital right now. We can move it out.
Ooh.
So I should be home about 2:30 or so.
Oh, okay. Well,
I get chemo right now.
Okay, I'm sorry to be bothering you.
But I just seen how it earlier, but it'll be quite to do it.
I'm assuming this is just a rental property that you have in Taney County?
Well, yeah, we use it quite a bit ourselves.
Okay. If you have, and I, listen, you tell me if you can't do this, but if you have 2 minutes, I can probably get you done.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. Fine. Is this the only property you all own in Taney County?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you have it in a rental pool sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. A nightly rental.
Very much, apparently,
that's fine. Yeah. What we've been doing for people that just own one property in Taney County, that put it in a rental program, is that we've been doing a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Knowing that, is that something that you would be okay with?
Well, I get to assume, the taxes have gone up so much. What would that make the taxes be? They said 800 right now, they want 2400.
Well, this would, only 25% of it would be commercial, okay, under our current, the way we do it. And that would be consistent with what we do with everybody else that has a property that they put into a rental program. But as far as how much it ultimately goes up, the levy is set after our session ends, and I don't know exactly what the number would be. But the valuation on it is $131,780. I'm assuming that's at or under the value of the property.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. So if it's all right with you, I'd make a motion to change the classification and to that mixed use that I talked about.
Is that what you do with most people like us?
Everybody. I mean, we're doing that with everybody that just, if they just have one property. If you own more than one property in Taney County that is used in the nightly rental program, then those other properties would be 100% commercial. But the first one, which you also use yourself, we do this significant discount because it's only 25% commercial is what we do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess that's what we'll have to do then.
All right. I would make a motion to that as to BOE number 29 that we make a change it to a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision within a few days, and we appreciate you owning here in Taney County. And I'm very sorry to hear, with respect to your wife, hope everything goes okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. It doesn't look like we're going to get a hold of Mr. Nickel. He's supposed to be here at 3:30. It's an in-person. Everything else is in-person today that we have on here. I think we've done everything else that's put telemarketed. So I'd say we want to recess until 3:30.
Like it.
Any other questions?
Could we move up Sequoia or Sunset?
We can try them right now and see if they do it. But Sequoia, is it my understanding that you may have an agreement with them?
Yes,
two of the three.
Okay, but
he's got to go back to the office though to run those in 26.
But on the
give you the value for 25.
Okay. Well, if you're going to go back and are you going to be talking to him?
Not anymore. I talked to him about an hour and a
okay.
half ago. We discussed the properties.
And
all
he
right.
ran out to check them again.
And so what about the third one?
Third one, Gage Avenue. That one I don't think we're going to, I think it is what it is on our end. He believes it's going to be valued less.
It's a 1.3. Do they have one? Is that a cost, just a straight cost analysis?
Yeah, with straight line depreciation.
Okay.
Land value is land value. I purchased it somewhere.
But on 30 and 31, you've talked about some numbers which you think they're
yep.
agreeing with?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let me try to call them.
Thank you.
person you dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
This is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. We know we have you scheduled for in-person this afternoon, but we were calling in hopes to try to see if we could resolve some of them. We have one of the appraisers from the assessor's office in here and said that you guys possibly had reached an agreement or hope to on a couple of these. I'll try back in a few minutes. Have they presented you with any comps, or is there anything in the file on the very last one we have, BOE 32?
For Gage Avenue, no.
No, I mean, yeah, for Gage Avenue.
He did mention another structure which was nearby, but he was a verbal person.
So it's valuation to discrimination, so he must have some other property that he thinks is being assessed. I've just got the appeal and nothing else. He thinks it's being assessed differently than some other structure.
Yeah, there's a shopping center nearby across the street from Lowe's, which doesn't have quite the height, not as elaborate. He thinks it's similar to that.
Oh.
Center, so he it should come down in price.
Did we have this one last year?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
2 years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have that.
Yeah.
That's why I made sure that we assessed all. That was his whole goal.
Right.
All the shopping centers, strip malls.
Yeah, I remember the roof line being the biggie.
Yeah, and it's higher. It's just the way the structure is. It's pretty elaborate. It's high. It's
this is BOE number 28 if he answers, but I don't think he's going to. What do you know?
Hello?
Yes, Kevin, this is David Akers of Taney County BOE. I know we're supposed to have an in-person meeting this afternoon. But we got done with our morning docket actually already, and we were hoping that we might be able to have a conversation now and see if there's anything we could get resolved. If we can't, we'll have you in, but just wanted to see if there's something we could do now.
Okay. Is this regarding the property?
It is.
Oh, okay, sir. Yes. The valuation of what they're coming up with, I can't find that justifiable, and it's not about feelings. It's about what the property's worth.
Okay, this is...
I can't sell it at that price. It can't be that value. And the best I could get is $500.
Okay, can you tell us about the access to that property?
There is none. It's landlocked in the
Understand. No, we appreciate you trying to take this up early, but can you get to a place where we can talk about it a little bit more?
Yeah. This is the courthouse, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're at the courthouse right now, but we're just trying to, I guess it's kind of the old courthouse. We were just trying to see if we might be able to talk through it.
I was trying to make sure I was talking to you and not, because I've been calling realtors and they're giving me prices. I was wondering if you were a realtor person.
Oh, no. This is Board of Equalization.
And I believe the property is also right now zoned as residential. So it was never zoned as farmland, and my last tax return, I looked on it, and it was being zoned as residential already. But it is landlocked. There's no way to get to it. If you look at a topo, you see how it is. And it was my dad and brother's land. They both passed, and I had to inherit it, and I tried to unload it. I couldn't. And when I went to the county, they said that they did something.